听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello, and great to have you back. This is episode number 532, and we have two great words today.
Wax.
Wax and
trepidation.
If you really want to boost your vocabulary, go to our online quiz. It's free, and we have updated our quiz to show number 500. That means you can practice over 1,000 words. Let us know what you think. But now, let's get started with our first word.
Wax.
It's a verb, and here's an example sentence. I sat on the shore and watched the waves wax and wane.
Wax.
My mom, she's from the Netherlands, always used to wax lyrical about the apple trees in the family garden.
Wax.
As we all know, Milton Friedman waxed eloquent on the subject of free enterprise.
Wax.
My friend started to wax philosophical after a couple glasses of wine.
Wax.
The verb wax is spelled W-A-X.
Wax.
What does it mean? You've probably heard of a waxing moon. If a moon waxes, it means it's growing larger. As the moon waxes toward its full state, it becomes rounder each day. So, wane here is the antonym. It means if the moon wanes, it's getting smaller each day. So, as a verb, the word wax means to grow or intensify. What about the example sentence to wax lyrical or to wax eloquent? Here it means to speak or write in a stated way. It means to talk about something with a lot of interest and excitement. Carl Sagan waxed eloquent about the cosmos. He always said,
"The cosmos is all that is, or ever was, or ever will be."
Okay, short summary. To wax and wane means to undergo alternate increases and decreases. To wax lyrical or to wax eloquent or to wax philosophical. That means to speak or write about something in the specified manner. Okay, some synonyms: grow, increase, or expand. And a good antonym, obviously, is wane. Okay, that was our first word. Let's move on to our second.
Trepidation.
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 Francis' trepidation about having to deliver a speech to the company board was evident on her face as a small bead of sweat ran down her forehead.
Trepidation.
Bill's trepidation about being fired seemed unwarranted since he was a top performer for the company.
Trepidation.
It was John's trepidation about flying that caused him to cancel his European vacation.
Trepidation.
The noun trepidation is spelled T-R-E-P-I-D-A-T-I-O-N.
Trepidation.
What does it mean? Trepidation is a feeling of fear or dread about the future. It's a feeling of fear or agitation about something that may happen. The word trepidation is derived from the Latin stem trepidare, which means to startle or to be agitated. Trepidation is a more sophisticated way to discuss fear. The related word intrepid adds the negative in to trepid to mean without fear or to be brave. Okay, some synonyms: fear, agitation, or uneasiness, and antonyms: ease or calm. Okay, and that's it for today's episode. Any feedback on the show? Love to hear your opinion. info@justvocabulary.com or justvocabulary@gmail.com. I always look forward to hear from listeners, so don't hesitate to contact me. You can also contact us via the website, justvocabulary.com.